This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my illustrious producer, Cal Hunter. We are having a great time here during the break, taking care of technical difficulties, constantly working. And let me tell you, we have our studio is not some cheap little junker. We have a very nice studio.
But like every modern studio, it's a complex operation full of all kinds of little pieces of gear. And every once in a while, this stuff starts acting strange.
And a person that kind of helps us with our tech and really knows this stuff.
Does a lot of good work for us.
Has the C word. is out because he's got the C word. Yeah. So we don't want him coming in here. So this is a very, very interesting time where our producer, Cal, it sounds good though.
Well, he's trying to keep from swearing, which I like. That's a good thing.
Actually, it sounds good, Cal. You got it fixed. And then we have...
For now.
We have people helping us out.
Give it 20 minutes.
Give it 20 minutes. But you know what's interesting? I wrote down... So what we do here, the behind the scenes of Radio Law Talk is we have to write down what topics we talked about because we have computer people that put it on our website, RadioLawTalk.com, and we have to, you know, do like... Skechers shoes light up lawsuit or whatever. Say whatever, you know? And you've seen this, Cal.
Yeah, Costco box in the aisle, you know,
whatever.
Stuff like that. Sure, right.
Whatever.
Right,
and they use that for, so, you know, I don't know, SEO, whatever. So I'm writing down the one I just talked about, the South Dakota bar in hour two. I wrote down this following, because they want the topic headline. South Dakota pot and lawyers.
If you're a lawyer from South Dakota, we mean no offense.
No
by
offense.
That,
that's
anyway.
Exactly right. But anyway, we're going to talk today. This last hour, I'm sorry, hour three. We're going to talk about. I already talked about the Florida lawyer just before, but 24-hour fitness. We're going to talk about an issue going on. We got a lawsuit against Danny Masterson, the actor from That 70s Show. We've got Johnny Depp. We've got to talk about Johnny Depp again. I know it's a shocker, but. Probably one of the most interesting ones I'm going to make sure we get in is about New York judges. And I'm going to talk to you about what's going on with New York judges right now.
You mean in general or a specific judge?
No, there's multiple judges, like approximately, I don't know, 30 or 40 judges. There's something going on.
Is it looking up naughty pictures on the bench?
No, nothing like that.
Wondering, you know.
Ooh, no, we don't.
You hear all kinds of stories.
Look for that lightning coming down to hit us.
I'm just asking a question. Just asking.
Doesn't mean they're not watching cartoons. That might be another thing. Who knows?
Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah. and then there's if I can get to all this stuff, there's so much to get to. There's a study that talks about the decline in the civil and criminal jury, and this is by the ABA Journal, which is American Bar Association, is what they call it. They call it something else now. It's not American Bar Association. But anyway, no, they don't. Anyway, the ABA Journal is still the same, but it's a very interesting article that I want to talk about if I get some time.
And if you do, I will have a confession to make at that time.
Okay, you make a confession.
I will.
Before you make a confession, will you please roll why people are here to listen to Radio Law
Talk?
Are
you saying you want me to roll the case or no case?
That's the only reason I'm here.
It's time to play.
Here we go.
Case or no case.
All right. Now the man from Oregon who had a bad day at a Burger King restaurant. Curtis Broomer was his name. He went to the restroom at a Portland, Oregon area Burger King, and the lock in the bathroom got stuck.
Are you sure that wasn't during the riots when they closed things down?
Pretty sure.
Okay, well,
he
okay.
couldn't get out.
God.
Now, he had paid for his meal, which was sitting out at the table, so he called the number on his Burger King receipt. And the employees, they giggled a little bit, and then they came over to offer their suggestions on how he might get out. They even stuck a fly swatter underneath there and said, well, unwind the fly swatter and stick the wire in the lock and see if you can shimmy it to get it out. He didn't. Mm-hmm. And it took about 90 minutes until a locksmith finally arrived and got him open. And so Brummer said, well, maybe my meal has spoiled. And the employee said to him, well, you don't worry, Mr. Brummer. You've got free food for life here.
What?
That's what the employee told
him. Free food for life.
Yeah. And then for about 6 weeks, he'd come in. He only wasn't greedy. He came in, had one meal a week. They gave him 5 free meals. But on the 6th free meal, no free meal for life. They stopped it. And so I'm asking you, Mr. Penny, he was upset about this. He said, you promised me I'd have free meals for life. I was stuck in your stinky, smelly bathroom. In fact, I even tidied it up. It looks better when I left than it did when I went in. But I want my free food, case or no case.
Oh, that's a good one, Cal. And I know the answer to this one, too. I know the answer again. I'm so smart.
You mean you know the legal principle behind the...
I know everything, Cal. Now, listen.
Well, that's true. That's
hear me out.
Yeah, okay.
What's my situation with case or no case when my compadres are here? I always lose. But
that's
true. Notice when I'm by myself, I work better, and I'm winning. And so I think my mind thinks... It's just, it's right on
no
target.
Pressure.
No
just,
pressure.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm good on
and you say
pressure.
I'm obviously Cal's intellectual superior,
yes.
So he brings
yes.
it up. I got this. No, I understand
I got
all
this.
That.
I got this one.
Yeah,
all right, so the situation is, we're, you know, the guy was stuck in the bathroom.
Yep.
And again, sometimes I can't think of a word. It's the most simple word. Let's see, they're holding him up. That is called... Where's my colleagues? Right
I think it's called kidnapping hostage.
No, not hostage and kidnapping. Oh, it's a legal word. Doggone it, tells you.
Okay.
Anyway, they are they're stuck in there. Dang it! That
what
word.
Did you say, Seth? False imprisonment.
False imprisonment. There we go.
Right.
That's the word. We got a lawyer in there working on their computer.
Working on the computer and swearing, but to
false imprisonment. Thank you. False imprisonment. So, but that's not the issue. I thought that was going to be the issue. The issue is. A contract issue. It's a contractual issue. Now, Cal, do you know who it was that told him he can have what? He can have
it was the
food
shift
for
manager
life.
Of the Burger King. The
shift
manager who was on the manager on duty at the time said, don't worry, Mr. Brummer, we'll cover you. You've handled this very well. We'll make sure that you get free food for life.
Okay, number one, the shift manager does not have authority to give that type of a
make that commitment. Yeah.
Give that type of a statement to anyone and tell them that they can have free food for life. That's an issue. The other thing is, he's got to prove that that's what he said because the shift manager might just say, "I didn't say that," you know. And then now, where's his proof?
Shift managers would never do that.
Yes. And I'm telling you right now, you could still have a contract. It can be an oral contract. People think, "Oh, it's not in writing. It doesn't matter." No, it does matter, but you have to prove it.
Well, I think he's laid his receipt under the door and said, can you sign this?
Yes, that's exactly right. So the answer is that's what I think happened, but this is no case. It's a complete made-up case. It has nothing to do. It's a scenario that Cal decided to, I'm just going to throw some weird out here. This is not a case. This is pure trickery and strategery by Cal.
It could have been based on, you know, an actual life's experience. You know?
Cal's got stuck in the bathroom before.
That's never happened to me.
Can you see Cal? They're trying to, hey, sir, can you open it? He can open it. I'd like to have some free Burger King for life. Okay, we'll let you out.
Well, this is an interesting question. So you say case, and you say no.
No case.
And let me tell you what happened here, if I may.
Okay.
Burger King.
What? This is a real case?
Burger King settled for the exact amount that the man had asked for, that Mr. Brummer asked for. And Mr. Brummer calculated, he was 50 years of age, he said, well, if I lived to 72, I would spend about $9,000 if I got one Whopper combination meal a week from now 52 to 72. That'll be about $9,000 and change. And Burger King said, you know what, Mr. Brummer? You're right. So they gave him a check.
That is an amazing lawsuit. I thought that was so weird. I thought you made that up, Cal. Yeah. So they sued Burger King for getting locked in the bathroom, and it was a shift manager that orally told him, you get...
And the problem is they had fulfilled that contract
they
for about
started
6 weeks.
That's exactly.
So.
I thought you were just faking that.
Well,
Cal.
I didn't mean to deceive you. I would never do that. Well, okay, I would too. But anyway, that, ladies and gentlemen, is this hour's
All right,
case
thanks.
Or no case.
When we come back, we're going to talk about 24-Hour Fitness and Johnny Depp. Hold on. Stay with us.
Stay tuned to Very Fit Johnny Depp. I wonder if the Radio Law Talk continues. Hold on.
All at advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government-assisted programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solution Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
No point for you.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. We are having a good time. Sebastian Gibson, a lawyer, likes to write these some of the dumbest questions that can be great asks in a courtroom. I just want to throw a few out that are funny. A lawyer said, quote, just how old were you on a cross-examination? Just how old were you really on your 25th birthday? Or can you see without your glasses or your teeth? Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good question.
There's some money without your glasses or, not and,
no.
Or your teeth.
That merits some contemplation.
Yeah, there. That merits some contemplation. Or how's this one? What was the defendant doing while you were there, while you were in the bathroom? I don't know. I was in the bathroom.
I would know this how, exactly.
Right. Yeah, do you still feel that you are brain damaged? I can't remember.
Please don't ask me that question.
I don't remember. I don't recall. So, 24-hour fitness, and these are some quick, our final hours, usually we go through some cases quicker that are important, but 24-hour fitness with this COVID-19, businesses are being hit so hard, Cal. It's just killing our businesses all over the country.
It's terrible.
24-hour fitness has been like an icon of that industry, the fitness industry, for years in the United States, and they filed bankruptcy, Chapter 11. Chapter 11 is a reorganization, as you know.
Which means they'll be a lot slower paying their bills, or they've changed their interest rates, or somehow the terms of their debt.
Well, they're coming out of it. Apparently, they're coming out of it.
Good.
They're claiming they've got a leaner balance sheet. And
leaner balance sheet fitness. I get it. Yeah. I see what you did there.
That's why I said that. So they've got a leaner balance sheet that I need to have a leaner balance sheet in my stomach. But they're going to open 24-hour fitness club, regardless of membership level, through March 2021. You can come in.
Just anybody.
Just trying to help people out, apparently. And so the reason I bring that up is congratulations. You know what? I like to see success come out of lawsuits and legal action. They had to file bankruptcy. And I love to see people coming out or businesses coming out of it and getting strong. And let's hope 2021 is going to allow them to get more stable.
Well, Dr. Fauci said, maybe in the fall, Fred.
You know,
between
you and I and the fence post, I've been telling, I've always be careful what I say, because Radio Law Talk, there's a lot of people that hear us. This COVID thing is not over. And not only that, I think the repercussions, and people will be slow to want to get back together and go to what happens in a concert? You know,
that industry is completely in the tank.
How do you have a concert? How do you have a basketball game, a pro basketball game?
Well, just like you do an NFL football game. You put six people in the stadium and you hear them go, yay, like
well,
that.
Well, at least at NFL you could put 30,000 in and maybe do some separation.
In some states, the difference, the players are not playing as well, in my opinion.
Oh, of course they are.
Except the visiting teams have an advantage because – you know, they don't go to Seattle and they get their signals to each other shouted down.
Right.
So it's a fun dynamic, a fascinating dynamic.
Well, that was the part of you had the hometown advantage. It's not there anymore,
right,
Cal.
Exactly.
So,
right.
But that's interesting. So, you know, if Todd Kuenin was here, he's into all these Hollywood stuff, and he's been on commercials, and he follows it, and he's got an IBD. Doesn't he have an IMB or I?
Yes, so do I. But so he's much more extensive.
Yes, and so
I have one thing on mine.
But Danny Masterson apparently is That 70s Show. So this is an interesting thing I want to talk about. So he is a very prominent and very staunch member of the Church of Scientology. So what happens, Cal, in the Church of Scientology when you come to their church? The mass majority of time, you have to sign a contract, an arbitration contract. If you have a disagreement with one other person in the Scientology church, you have to take it to arbitration through Scientology. Or do what I'm going to call it church court. You got to go to your church court first.
Well, I think a lot of churches have internal discipline systems, and so
right, but they have you sign a contract when you come in there.
That's the strange
part.
That's
the interesting part. Yeah. So
apparently,
there is sexual assault allegations. Again, allegations against Danny Masterson, and Danny Masterson is saying, well, you got to take this to the Church of Scientology's mediation or arbitration, whatever it is, facility first before you can ever go to court, and which is bizarre. And guess what?
Is that in lieu of the regular penal system?
Yes, yes. And they thought, oh, this is crazy. I have the right. But you know what? And don't forget, this is a civil case. This is not a criminal case.
Okay.
It's a civil case. Now, there has been some criminal cases charged, not this individual that's part of this lawsuit that's on the civil case, that his arraignment is on Wednesday, is my understanding, for the criminal portion of this. But the court in Los Angeles just held the arbitration agreement was in place with the Church of Scientology, and this other person who claimed that he sexually assaulted her is also a member of that church that signed it. And the court held the arbitration agreement is upheld, and you've got to go to the church court on this civil matter.
Wow, they must have some kind of church services there, huh? No.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't resist it. It was too easy. Come on.
Cal. Oh, my gosh. That was a pretty good one, though, I have to say. I'll say that off the air, right?
Thank you.
And so anyway, that's what's happening here. That has nothing to do with criminal. Okay, everyone thinks, well, that's not constitutional. Well, no, criminally, he'll be, if he's charged criminally. And again, allegations. It's only allegations.
Then it goes to the court of the people, of course.
Yeah, it goes to the court of the people. Right. So anyway, that is what's going on, and he's denied any civil or criminal allegations against him. He's saying, "Look, I didn't do anything. I didn't." So good for him, as in he won that case. Not good for him what he's done. Don't get me wrong, but or allegedly done, but the fact that they signed an agreement and that's they're going to arbitration. So
that's really an interesting thing.
To it's bizarre.
I think it's not unusual for churches to want to clean up their own dirty laundry within their own walls.
Within
we all understand
church,
that.
Right. And there probably may be ramifications one way or the other through the church, whether or not they go to arbitration through the church. But that's definitely a win for this Danny Masterson in that civil case. So they got an arbitration within the church to figure it out. We're going to be back, talk more about Johnny Depp as quick as I can. I'm going to bring up a little thing about going on with some judges in New York, and maybe I can get to the Tracy Chapman case. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. There's much more coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. We'll be back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more, at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases continue to surge across the nation, President-elect Joe Biden wants to release most of available coronavirus vaccine doses to quicken the pace of mass vaccinating the American population. As far as if this move will accelerate the pace, Dr. Nicole Sapphire believes.
I'm not sure that it's smart to release all of the supply, especially because at this point, out of the millions of doses that's already been sent out, we've only been able to get about 30% of them into the arms of Americans. So what is sending out more supply going to do at this point? What we really need to be doing is expanding access to the vaccine that we already have.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Arizona resident Jake Angeli, who was seen wearing horns and a headdress at the riots on the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, has been arrested on federal charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We treat animals affects all of us. Cruel treatment of animals led to the pandemic crisis, killing a million people. And environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have made our world a poorer place. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to do better by our animal friends. Visit AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals to make a kinder and healthier world for all of us.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Now it's back to Radio Law Talk. Here is Fred. Hey, Fred.
So, you know what we've been doing over the past number of years? Johnny Depp and Amber Heard have had a lot of, as you know, they were married for a short time. They're both very, very well-known actresses and actors, and they're always in the news for their, I'm going to call, battle back and forth about Johnny Depp saying Amber Heard made some inappropriate comments about him. Amber Heard has brought out some allegations that are damning against Johnny Depp, basically claiming that he does things I don't know how to say it because
not a happy ending of the relationship.
Yeah, there's allegations back and forth because they're in the middle of this. So I want to say there's allegations back and forth. The Sun made some statements that
that's the newspaper in England called the SUN, the Sun.
The Sun, which is like the I'd say equivalent to the Inquirer here in the
tabloid,
United States, made some statements that Johnny Depp sued them for libel and slander and actually lost that case. Recently, and now there's another case going forward in Southern California. On another issue of between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, it's nonstop. By the way, this going on.
But they don't like each other. They're divorcing, and they're both big egos.
If you just ignore this. Well, the latest is why in Virginia? Apparently, don't forget there was that op-ed op, what do you say it, op?
Opinion editorial, op-ed.
Ed's the word, that's right. Mm-hmm. Op-ed in Washington Post that basically said that she never said anything, Amber Heard, but it was, you know, basically, you know, this is an abusive husband type of thing, and insinuated what Johnny Depp's arguing, that it was him. Obviously, she was only married to Johnny Depp at the time, and or at least during that time period, she was saying that without saying Johnny Depp's name, and lawsuits are flying about that. Well, the reason they brought it in Virginia court, because it should have been, they don't live in Virginia, so why did they bring this case in Virginia court about part of this is because there's what's called a anti-SLAPP lawsuits that you can bring. And anti-SLAPP is, this is so complicated, even me as a lawyer, I don't like the anti-SLAPP litigation and discussion because it's complicated. It basically says it's stopping people from bringing frivolous lawsuits to make people not allowed to have free speech. And anti-SLAPP basically protects that, okay? So people want to be able to have free speech. And so they want these anti-SLAPP laws and regulations allow it so that you know people can speak freely, right?
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
And so in Virginia, apparently the laws aren't quite so strict with the anti-SLAPP, so that's why they brought this case.
But wouldn't it have to be where the act is alleged to have taken place?
This is what I'm not sure about, and that's why I'm just being upfront honest. Okay. I'm bringing this up for a reason. I'm not going to tell you why I'm bringing this up.
Right.
So I'm not going to get into the details of this because, don't forget, Johnny Depp's lawyer says, all Amber Heard statements about Johnny Depp are, not all, but some of them are hoaxes and, et cetera, et cetera. And so all these lawsuits have come before in Virginia to determine whether or not these were vicious, viable statements. And Amber Heard is also claiming that they put these statements they're using bots to push these statements out against Amber Heard. There's so many allegations, it confuses even me as a lawyer. I mean, you'd have to take 10 hours to study this thing and understand it.
And diagram it.
But let me tell you the issue. The issue is, sometimes you have to learn about lawsuits. Sometimes when lawsuits come about, you have to say to yourself, okay, I've heard people say, well, it's true, I should be able to win this, and I should take this to trial. But then you ask yourself, is it worth it to take it to trial? Is it worth it to put yourself through this? Is it worth it to put your name out there and go through deposition where they're going to drill you? And there's a lot of things they can drill you on in a deposition. And I'm not saying don't do this. I'm just saying you've got to think about that Johnny Depp and Amber Heard before you do all this. You know, get together with a mediator. You know, why aren't we finding a mediator to sit these two down and say, you don't get along?
Figure it out.
But you know what? Eventually, this is probably no guarantees, but it's all going to go away. And people they're worried about COVID right now. They're worried about other issues.
Their jobs, for heaven's sake.
Their jobs, their lives. And I think if you just stop, and I'm not giving, this is not advice. I'm just saying sometimes it's just worth moving on in life. And guess what happens? People forget about it. And then Johnny Depp and Amber, you now got some good jobs that you're going to be able to seek because of people don't care about what happened in the past or don't remember. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying if he's abusing her, that of course we care about that. But the point is the civil litigation going on, you might want to just kind of try to move on.
The public enmity is no good.
And it goes to the case, if you go back the past few weeks about the is it Malibu or is it in somewhere in Southern California where some very wealthy people are suing over a sculpture that cost $1 million? Remember when they had the fencing around it or the netting around it to block their view, so they played Gilligan's Island.
Right.
And they're feuding back and forth. So sometimes you just have to say people just don't care. People just don't care. Let's talk about New York, what's going on with these judges. And again, I'm trying to plow through some of this as quick as I can. Got a lot of things to go over. This is the most interesting, I think, case, this third hour we're going to talk about, maybe even all 3 hours. Did you know that New York judges are suing for being replaced during the COVID time period for basically improper, employment case and of basically firing or letting the justices go. Apparently there's 46 of the 49 judges. What happens were.
What, didn't they wear masks?
Let me back up. I didn't explain this well enough. Okay. So when you turn 70 years old, this is an 1800s law in New York. When you turn 70 as a judge, you retire. It's your retirement age. But then you have to apply to go ahead and extend it another 2 years, right?
Okay.
And these are the most senior judges on the bench. So apparently, and this is their state courts and an appellate courts. And 46 of the 49 older judges that applied to extend for 2 more years were rejected basically because they had to do budget cuts because of COVID. And that is an absolute bizarre thing. They're saying 46 out of 49 of us judges that are experienced were let go because of COVID, well, and because of the decision to save $55 million over the next 2 years in savings when the courts are flooded and they can't even keep up anyway.
So the savings are because of the they don't have to pay their wages anymore? Is that what they're alleging?
No more wages, and according to the government, and that is Cuomo.
And the judges make bank, by the way.
Yeah,
they make good money.
They make good money. That's $55 million in savings.
Wow.
If they did not, they need to cut that budget. And if they didn't do that, they're saying, well, then we're going to have to get rid of clerks and other staff that is needed as much as or more than they're claiming as the judges.
And the judges say, well, better them than us.
Well, the judges are suing. The judges are now suing, and that's a shock. They're suing and saying, you've improperly released us. You haven't given us the proper procedure. There's our procedures. You have to take every single one individually and look at it and determine each one individually. But they are suing the government and Governor Cuomo.
So for reinstatement and back wages, I presume?
For letting them go.
Wow.
And there's apparently been a hiring freeze also, but the key is it's not just that a few here and there or they didn't do it. They kind of looked at it and let some more clerks go, and they just a blanket 46 out of the 49 just let them go.
Wow.
And so, as one judge said, I've never personally sued anyone before. It's interesting. Now they've got to be part of the judicial system.
I don't know what this is like. It's so stressful.
This is weird. So, but anyway, the judges, it's weird. It's showing pictures of justices, you know, packing their bags and leaving. And it's just bizarre to see one judge. Now, federal court, they're for life.
Right.
There's one judge that's 91 years old that's a federal judge. Did you know that?
And
he's still just going.
And we could argue that's part of the problem.
Maybe that is. Maybe that could be part of the problem. When we come back, we're going to finish up with Tracy Chapman and talk about a little bit of criminal jury trials. And our final segment, what do?
We have a little quick take.
Quick take. I'm going to do a quick take when we get back.
Coming up, more Radio Law Talk right here. Don't go away. We'll continue.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
And RadioLawTalk.com.
Here's some more good questions and cross-examinations in court and depositions. Where did you live in town after you moved away? What don't you know about the accident, and when did you find it out?
And you know what's weird?
These are like real questions.
The lawyer probably said, oh, I've got him now. This looks like a great question.
No, yeah. No, there's probably a new lawyer going, scratching his head and said, I don't think that came out right. I'm not sure.
And the judge is going, what? Yeah.
Ready for this? Just when did you realize you hadn't been killed in the accident? That's the best one.
When
okay,
I was still
I'm
breathing.
Not dead now. How about this? You're just saying that to confuse me, or is that your normal way of talking?
Well,
that's probably the person talking to the lawyer.
Do you think that was the witness who that would probably be the witness going, you're just saying that to confuse me?
And that
would never happen, would it?
No, these are real like quotes from like depositions and stuff like that. Can you describe what you didn't see? I could see a lawyer. I could see the other lawyer going, look, I could object to that, but it's so stupid. I think I'm just going to let it just go.
Wouldn't the judge just catch that? Or
it could have been in a deposition, too. Just sometimes you just go, I'm just going to let that one go.
Yeah, so how long does a normal deposition take, and are they all done on video?
Oh, no, well, there's the real life, and now everything's done by Zoom, and it's just such a... Things have changed so much, and I'm going to get into actually how things. We've got some studies from the ABA about why there's declining amount of civil trials going on, Cal, and we've got some statistics. Do you know how many approximately? This is on average. How many lawsuits in the United States are filed in a year? This is according to the U.S. Financial Education Foundation.
If I were to take a guess, I would say there's easily over 1 million. If there's you know, I'm going to say 1% of the population may be embroiled in a lawsuit. So what, 4 million, something like that? It's just a guess.
The estimated at over 40 million lawsuits are filed every year in the United States.
40 million
40
lawsuits.
Million.
Now, these are civil suits? This is
all suits, you know, all, just in general.
Okay.
And that's according to the U.S. Financial Education Foundation.
Wow.
This is at ogdenpage.com. But anyway, how many lawsuits are filed? Yeah, 40 million. That's the average.
And in every one, there's a lawyer on each side shoveling coal, hoping that it catches fire.
Yeah, sometimes there's three or four lawyers on each side.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's whatever. That's, at least the lawyers are making the money. Now, listen. Here's the deal, and we just tease about that, by the way, when we say that. We've talked a lot about, over the years, these lawsuits between songwriters and artists. And one of the cases we talked about that we never really went into detail was Tracy Chapman, Baby, Can I Hold You?
And this is her.
Yep.
This is her version.
This is hers. Listen to it.
Of course, it has a long intro. We can't do
that. Yeah. And this is fair use, because we're talking about it. We're not making money on it.
So
she's got a good voice. I like her voice.
I love Tracy Chapman.
Yeah, she's got a great voice.
But believe me, we're not making money on this.
No.
Okay. So there's that. Now, here's the
Nicki Minaj
called Your Love is...
I thought it was Sorry. It's called Sorry.
Oh, Sorry.
Yeah, no, right. It's called Sorry. No, you gotta get the Sorry one. Wrong song. Get Sorry. You got time. Come on, I gotta set this up. Well, that's a kind of a cool song, though.
Well, it's good stuff.
It's called Sorry. So look that one up. But what's going on here is a lawsuit. Tracy Chapman sued Nicki Minaj, saying that you used my baby, Can I Hold You, for your song Sorry.
Hey, and baby, even though you break my heart, I still love you. Let's see. I'm
it says
trying
Sorry.
To
it says, oh, claims over Sorry, a derivative of Baby, Can I Hold You? I don't know. I haven't listened to those songs, so
it's called Sorry. I'm trying to get it to
That's
play,
fine. That's fine. No big deal. So I'm just play with it for a while as I go through a couple things. This lawsuit was filed in October 2018, and it's from her album Queen.
Want to know where to invest $1,000?
Okay, let's see if we can get now.
No.
Where to invest $10,000.
Yeah, we know how to do that. There we go.
Yeah, right. Impressive.
Is this it here?
This. Nicki Minaj.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Impressive.
Oh, that's Nicki Minaj. Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
You can't just Google something like that.
Yeah, it's Sorry. But on summary judgment, the U.S. court judge, Virginia Phillips, came up with this really interesting conclusion. This is the ABA. This is actually a Hollywood Reporter talking about this. Said they came to this weird interesting conclusion that she had fair use of the right of the song while in the studio, because apparently they Nicki Minaj made this song in the studio, and somehow it got out and someone started distributing it through her. I don't know the details of it, but long story short, it's settled. It's settled. And they paid Tracy Chapman $450,000.
Good.
In order, because they, for the copyright of her song, Baby, Can I Hold You. So there's one of the many that are going forward.
You're listening to a $500,000 song.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah. And she made an extra $500,000 on that. But don't forget, there's attorney's fees cost, so she probably didn't net that amount. She's probably paying some money to her agents, et cetera. But
plus, there's no hardware anymore. It's all just downloads.
Well, what's interesting, Cal, and again, I don't have this in front of me, and again, there's so much law we talk about. Again, look, seek legal counsel. Don't listen to us. We don't. But there are a number of different issues. And the biggest one was the Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway
lawsuit.
To Heaven, right, yeah.
The issue, there's two different laws. There's the laws where you had to actually, they determine whether or not they copied it, Cal. How they determine they copied it is by looking at the notes.
The sheet music.
And the sheet music.
Right.
And then in the 1970s, they passed a law that said, no, you can actually listen to it.
Yeah, because intro to Stairway to Heaven was not written down in sheet music.
And not only that, the spirit, what they're called, they filed a copyright, but they didn't put in the intro.
They didn't notate the intro.
Yeah, so they lost.
That cost them a lot of money.
That cost them a lot of money. But anyway, here, look, there's a study by the ABA Journal. Now, the ABA is American Bar Association Journal. that talks about jury trials and how they're declining the amount of jury trials, and they ask why. Let me tell you what's going on in COVID as a lawyer that's practicing, and I talk to my other lawyers. I'm talking to judges, and I know what's going on. And this is across the country. I just talked to one of my law buddies back in Florida. He's having the same issue. I talked to my Texas lawyer friends. They're having the same issue there. With COVID shut down, the courts are shut, not just shut down, but when they reopen, Cal, how do you hold a jury trial? Now, the first thing that comes up in a jury trial, and the most important one, who gets precedent, is the criminal cases. That's correct, right?
Yeah.
Because they have constitutional rights, speedy trial, et cetera, et cetera. So they push them out first.
Yeah, because somebody's liberty is at stake rather than just their paycheck. Their
That's
payroll.
Exactly. Or they're sitting in jail, you know, because they haven't posted bond or whatever.
Exactly.
They have the right to occur. What they're doing is they're holding these trials in these big courtrooms. And they're not like the normal small courtroom that you can think of. It's these huge courtrooms where, the audiences can be up to 75 people, you know. And they're putting jurors in this corner. And a juror is in that corner of the audience, not of the audience. And another juror is in the middle. And two jurors are in the jury
box,
one in the one corner, and another juror is sitting over where the clerk is, and another juror is sitting by where the attorneys are. It is becoming a circular round argument. How as a lawyer can you argue your case when you're turning in circles and going around and around?
Well, it's like a theater in the round.
It's bizarre, but don't forget the courts were not made that way.
Right.
And so now with this COVID and who knows what's going to happen in the future, they didn't build them. So just think if they knew about COVID, they probably could have built a courtroom in the middle where people are sitting around.
Yeah, like an operating theater.
Maybe so they sit in their own little boxes that are air conditioned and they can hear it. That might happen where jurors are doing that. Well, the problem is they're declining dramatically now, and getting a courtroom is very difficult, which is stacking up cases, both criminal and civil cases. And people go, oh, who care about the civil cases? That's a good thing. No, it's not, Cal, because there's a lot of issues going on that you can figure out during the court. So anyway,
absolutely.
I don't have time to get the examination. We're here at Quick Takes.
All right. So
tell me about Quick Takes. What am I supposed to do?
You give us a quick summary of one of the major stories we discussed today for the enlightenment of our Radio Law Talk listeners.
You only remember 7 minutes usually of all of our, and this is what I want to tell you. I have no quick take other than I did this by myself. Cal and I pulled it off. We had two of our people couldn't come in. It was a home run, Cal. Thank you. We slammed it. I slayed it. Maybe I just screwed up. No, but I don't know.
You hit it right out of the park, but you did a great job, and I thank you so much.
Join us next week for Radio Law Talk. Cal and I, maybe just by ourselves again.
maybe we'll be the ones gone. Have a good weekend, everyone. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.